ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदाब्धिगम। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपानमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीननारायणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरो। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास हृदयं वस्तो हि अभद्राणि विर्मोति सुहृत्सदा। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्ते भवति नैरुचिः। कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 5, Chapter 18. The title of the chapter is The Residents of Jambudvipa Offers Prayers, text number 10. Maghara Dharatmaja Vitta Bandhuso Sangho Yadi Sya माघाराधारात्मज वित्त बंधुषु
परितुष्ट आत्मवान्
मधुरा न तदेन्द्रिय प्रिया Prahlad Maharaj also praised to the personality of Godhead, that he may avoid the association of non-devotees attached to the materialistic way of life. If he must be attached to someone, he prays to be attached only to a devotee. A devotee is not interested in unnecessarily increasing the demands of sense gratification. Of course, as long as one is in the material world, one must have a material body, and it must be maintained for executing devotional service. The body can be maintained very easily by eating Krishna Prasad. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9.26, Patram pushtam paranto yam yome bhaktya prayaschati tadaham bhakti upakritam asnami prayatatmanaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit or water, I will accept it. Why should the menu be unnecessarily increased for the satisfaction of the tongue? Devotees should eat as simple as possible. Otherwise, attachment for material things will gradually increase, and the senses, being very strong, will soon require more and more material enjoyment. Then the real business of life, to advance in Krishna consciousness, will stop.
So, Buddha, not as a Ekadasi. Such an Ekadasi, because at least not Ekadasi, our Ekadasi menus are very simple. Because if you tell somebody, we are Ekadasi Vrat, everybody will be worried, you know, our beta has taken the Ekadasi Vrat. But if you know what is eating, pizza and, you know, paneer sabji and shrikant, like if he had all this menu, then like the thing will like, oh, this is okay, this Ekadasi is okay. So, this is, but anyway, it's a Prabhupada very nicely gives this purport for our protection. So, my dear Lord, we pray that we may never feel attraction for the prison of family life, consisting of home, wife, children and friends, bank balance, relatives and so on. Today there will be so many dislikes will be there in the because it's like a, you have to understand, Srila Prabhupada, actually before we read this, this is a wonderful prayers of Prahlad Maharaj and the residents of Jambudvipa, where Narsingadev is presiding. So, Prabhupada explains, you know, wonderful purport actually. We have to read this little bit, and then if you read a bit further, then it's not like a Prabhupada is against the family or home, wife, children. So, Prabhupada explains that this is very famous, the 13th chapter, 8th sloka to 12th sloka purport, Srila Prabhupada says, as far as detachment from children, wife and home, it is not meant that one should have no feeling for them. Prabhupada says very clearly, as far as detachment from children, wife and home, it is not meant that one should not have no feeling for this. Prabhupada always says, it's not like a, it is not that you have to just neglect them. And he says, they are natural objects of affection. But when they are not favorable to spiritual progress, then one should not be attached to them. So this is a trick here. Because if you want to be attached to family and children, better make them Krishna conscious actually. Because that is the best way. And Prabhupada continues that saying that if one is in full Krishna consciousness, he can make his home very happy, because this process of Krishna consciousness is very easy. One need only chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna, have some discussion on books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and engage oneself in deity worship. These four things will make one happy. One should train the members of his family in this way. The family members can sit down morning and evening and chant together Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If one can mold his family life in this way to develop Krishna consciousness, following these four principles, then there is no need to change from family life to renounced life. Prabhupada is so bold. He's saying, if you can do that, then there is no need. Well, what is the purpose now? What is the purpose of changing from one side to other side, like becoming a family man to the sannyasi? No need actually. As long as you can fulfill the purpose of your life. That is why Shastra, when Shastra says, when Shastra condemns all these
association, women, men, all these different things, because we tend to forget what is the real purpose of life. That is why it is condemned. It's not like sometimes people say, oh, your people are like, you don't like women or you don't like men. Some kind of comments are there. But no, it is not like that. Because we are on a mission here. In this life, we are on a mission. What is our mission? We have come here. Somehow or other we have come here. But we have to get out of this place. We have fallen into the well. We have to get out of the well. And some people may not agree. Oh no, why you are thinking we are falling into the dark well? Sometimes when you read it, Srimad Bhagavatam, dark well, covered with all these things, they think, now what are you talking about? Now we are having a good time here, and why you are kind of giving a very pessimistic way of life, right? No, it is not like you be here, but it's not going to be a permanent situation here. You can't make a permanent settlement here. So that is why Krishna, out of his compassion, he has given this situation, because in the first place we wanted to go away from Krishna. We wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. That is why Krishna has created all these things. And also he has given us a formula by which we can somehow extricate ourselves from this situation. So Srila Prabhupada says here, when Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested to explain the duty of a Vaishnava, a Krishna conscious person, he immediately said, Asat Sangha Tyaga E Vaishnava Achara. So this is when the devotees every year, when they visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they ask different questions, Kulina, especially the Kulina Grama devotees. So they ask all these different questions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at one instance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives this understanding, the who is a Vaishnava, then he gives the definition. He gives many definitions. First year he gives one definition, and next year he gives a different, not different, but elaboration on the definition. So he says, Asatsanga Tyaga E Vaishnava Acharya. Satsanga Tyaga E Vaishnava Acharya. It's there, it comes coming in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Srila Prabhupada very kindly translates that. For a Vaishnava, the standard behavior is to avoid the association of ordinary people not interested in Krishna Bhakti. Such common people are, first, those who are too materially attached, especially in women, and second, people who are not at all devotees of Lord Krishna. Vaishnavas should avoid the company of these two kinds of people. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction to the devotees. And then that particular thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes on furthering, giving that explanation. Even this is like the losing the association of devotees is the greatest fear. So it's like at one point in time he says, I don't mind even like lowered into a cage, like where it's a fire burning everywhere. That is okay. Even that can be alright. But if you are devoid of the association of devotees or this type of association, it is very, very dangerous. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives this. This is very, very important for us actually. Because especially when we are in a preaching movement, because you may wonder, when you go into the Flinders Street, you are not going to meet up with all the Mahabharatas there, ready to immediately take all the books and the chanting beads and bags. No, you are not going to meet all the people are there. Like, then what do you think? Like, you are just going to meet all these people and then, am I getting this Asat Sangha or something? Sometimes people have this. No, because as long as you know, yes, you are going there, we are going there and talking to people. Not everybody is in the level of immediately accepting Krishna. But as long as we understand, okay, what is our purpose there? And we go there so that we can be a representative of Krishna. We can just talk to them. We can try to give as much as association or as much as connect them with Krishna. That is good. So that is devotee's business. Actually, devotee's business is to build the sukhuti for that person. So that person, one point in time, he may be very, very eager to come to this Krishna consciousness, very, very eager and take up the whole process. That whole process started like that only. Srila Prabhupada is like here, we are talking about Prahlad Maharaj. So like Srila Prabhupada, he was very happy in Vrindavan only. There is no point, no need for Srila Prabhupada to go all the way to America. Why Srila Prabhupada had to go? He is a Vaishnava, is a Paradukha Dukhi. This is later on it comes, like he is a Vaishnava, is a Paradukha Dukhi. He does not tolerate, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says, you know, like there is no scarcity of engineers, no scarcity of doctors, no scarcity of this or that, but the scarcity of the people, devotees who are Krishna conscious. So that is why Srila Prabhupada took all the trouble going from all the way here to there and then start this movement and then gave this association, Sukriti, to all these people, all these devotees. That's why that they could become devotees. Srila Prabhupada was asked this question, like when Srila Prabhupada spoke on that 7th chapter, the sloka, Esham dvanta katam papam janana punya karmana te dvanta moha nirmukva bhajante maam dhridam prata. Because without completely eliminating all this impious thing, the Sukriti is there, one may not be able to take up Krishna consciousness. Then the devotees asked the question, Prabhupada, we didn't have any Sukriti. So then Prabhupada said, I build your Sukriti. I created your Sukriti. Because they associated with Srila Prabhupada, because they had to serve Srila Prabhupada, they pleased Srila Prabhupada. That is why today we find so many great stalwart devotees, they are flourishing, doing so much preaching, so much wonderful activity. Why they are doing? Because they pleased Srila Prabhupada. They served Srila Prabhupada. Still they are serving. Not that once they served and now they are not. They are still continuously serving the Vaishnava. That is why the secret of success is that one. By serving Srila Prabhupada, by serving the previous acharyas, they are getting so much ecstasy. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the first business of a Vaishnava is to give up the association of persons who are not devotees of Krishna and who are too much attached to material things, wife, children, bank balance and so on. Because this is, yes, unfortunately we are living in the world, we are not in the Ramarajya where you go to the supermarket, now we are Hare Krishna devotees, so take everything and go. It doesn't work like that. You need money, you need a place, you need a place to stay. You can't just say, oh, I am a Hare Krishna devotee or I am a devotee of Lord Krishna, so nothing, tram, bus, train, everything free, you know, nothing like that. Everything, you all have to pay for it, even temple. Previously, temples, you know, like a temple means, you know, like anything can be maintained by the kings. Previously, if you see the temple like Srirangam, Trivandrum and all these Tirupati, all these big temples, they are maintained by kings. Kings were so generous. Now our people are putting all the money into the casino, this and that. They think this is a better return of investment on this. they put money into this thing, you know, like they get more money. One side open this and the other side the counseling. Like, open this thing and the other side, there will be helpline for all this. What are the problems created by this? There is another helpline. You put 100 million here, 100 million there. Everything equal. So everything becomes equal. No? Like, so not like that. No? Like, see, they just spend so much buildings, so many temples. Like, you can't build now. You go to Srirangam, like so many, 7 praharas. No? Like, you can't even imagine. You want one bedroom flat building only in Albert Park, your whole life you have to spend it like that. Where will you go and build this 7 prakaras of temple, like this, all these things, nothing possible. So why did they do this? The kings were not like nuts or anything, because they had so much vision. They were the real visionaries, they are the visionaries. They knew that the day will come where the people will become misguided. They will lose their control. Like they won't know what to do. At that time, like these are all the places where they can go and they can get some instruction. They get some solace. That is why the temples are there. So much property. Yesterday I was discussing with my brother. Every temple, attached to the temple, there's so many things, land, everything, and all the crops which are coming from that has to go to temple. All the people, now they are occupying, so many shops are there, so many buildings are there, and they will pay 10 rupees rent. For the last 25 years, they will pay 10 rupees rent. Because they will say, oh no, 1945, you said 10 rupees, I am still continuing to pay that. These things are happening. Why? The kings, why? Because the kings were so much responsible, they didn't want to stop this thing, because this has to continue, and this is the greatest welfare work. Even so many years, thousands and thousands of years to come, still the temples will be there, Lord will be there and giving the blessings, and they will be giving all the benedictions for all the living entities. So this is the beauty of this association of devotees. So we need, yes, here we come to the point that we also need money. We also need money. Not that okay, bank balance. We need. And also we have a family, we have children. So nobody is saying that like we just prematurely give up this and then go away. That is not possible. That's why the purport, 13th chapter Bhagavad Gita, purport Prabhupada says, if the family is there, so we have to engage the family in the service of Krishna, then there is no need to give up the family. What is wrong with the family? But the family is just only in sense gratification. Actually, senses also need some gratification. Actually, you can't deny that also. Because we are in the material world, senses need some gratification. But that is why I heard like instead of gratifying the senses, sometimes we agitate the senses. This is more and more. Like you need to eat something, but you keep on agitating. Then that becomes very too much demanding, and then it becomes very difficult to. Then we forgot. Actually, then why we came here? That only we forgot. This is the problem. The problem is, you know, like it's not like a real purpose of life. What is the real purpose of life? That Prahlada Maharaj will say that Nate Mitu Swartha Gati Ki Vishnu. Swartha Gati. Everybody has Swartha Gati. Swartha Gati means that is our self-interest. We came to this material world, but we forget our self-interest and then we go around, roam around with all these things. Finally, the time has come. Now you have to depart. Now you have to depart. And have you achieved what you are supposed to achieve? No. So that means the whole life is waste actually. Then life becomes complete waste. That is why Shastra is warning every time, be careful. Like you have some purpose in life. It's not like just came here and then we are enjoying life. And no, yes, family is good, friends are good, wife is good, family, children are good. No problem. As long as you have some responsibility, you look after them, you give them Krishna consciousness, you sit down and chant Hare Krishna and read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, whatever you read, that way, that family is not contaminated. That family is not contaminated at all. That family is welcome. That is why Shastra gives, yes, you, if you can remain a Naishthika Brahmachari, well and good, you can avoid all these problems. So, no, you can't. If you can't, then that's also good. If you can't avoid that, then become a respectable grihastha. Then if you can do that, then you do that. And if you then after that sometime, then you become a vanaprastha. So this is the gradual process is given. So Srila Prabhupada says and quotes Prahlada Maharaj. Prahlada Maharaj also prays to the personality Godhead that he may avoid the association of non-devotees attached to the materialistic way of life. So this is Prahlada Maharaj, our predecessor, Acharya. And he is and also Mahajan. One of the Mahajans, Prahlada Maharaj is there. So he also prays. That there is a nice prayer in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam where this is a famous sloka, Matir Matirna Krishna Bharatasvatova Mito Vibadheta Graha Pratana Atanta Gopi Vishatanta Mishram Punat Punas Charvita Charvadana. Prahlada Maharaj replied, because of the uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic way of life make progress towards hellish conditions and repeatedly chew which has already been chewed. Their inclinations towards Krishna are never aroused either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. Because this is when Hiranyakasipu questioned, Prahlad, you are talking about all these things, where did you get all these things from? Originally he doubted this Sukracharya's sons, they were giving all this knowledge. But then the Brahmanas, they say, no, we didn't do this, your son is very... Then Prahlada Maharaj answers, because uncontrolled senses, too much addicted to materialistic way of life. These two things are very, very deadly combination. This is a very deadly combination because uncontrolled senses and too much attachment. So this way, it is very, very difficult. And then it will be a defeat actually. We may not be able to achieve the final goal or achieve the purpose in life. That is why the Shastra recommends even this association of devotees. See, like even Shastra says, lava matra sansam. Sometimes maybe a very long association. No, even you may not even have a long association. Even lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Even little bit of association. Because some of the devotees, if you see, say, we have got only Srila Prabhupada association. Very little only. Prabhupada would have finally concluded. So, and he would have said something, and that's it. That devotee takes that into his mind, and that's the life continues. For him, the whole life in Krishna consciousness because of the one sentence Srila Prabhupada said. That's it. There are so many devotees you can. vouch, you know, like they may not have had much association, not like that. Some people would have had so much association, personal association. Some people would have just heard one sentence or one word or something Prabhupada would have said, and then they kept in mind that even that association is sufficient. Actually. Because that is the sadhu sangha's efficacy or the potency. Because that is why, because he does carry Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada went, he went with Krishna. He carried Krishna. That is why he could distribute Krishna. The person who has something, then only he can distribute. Otherwise, what can he distribute? So that is why the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite par, tomara sarkati ache. Krishna se tomara, Krishna is yours, and you can give Krishna to others. The devotee can give. That is the way you find. Now, when a devotee goes, the whole situation becomes different actually. Because he is a representative, true representative of Krishna, so he can give Krishna to others. Srila Prabhupada gave this association. That is why he could do that. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, I was reading this one place. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 30th sloka, 30th chapter, 8th sloka, and Srila Prabhupada explains about this family life. Family life within the kingdom of illusory energy, Maya, is just like a prison for the eternal living entity. In the beginning only there is a prison coming. In the prison, prisoner is shackled by iron chains and iron bars. Similarly, a conditioned soul is shackled by a charming beauty of a woman, by her solitary embrace and talks of so-called love and by the sweet words of his small children. Thus he forgets his real identity. In this verse, the words Sreenam, Satinam indicate that womanly love is just agitate the mind of a man. Actually, in the married material world, there is no love. Both the woman and the man are interested in their sense gratification. For sense gratification, a woman creates an illusory love and the man becomes enchanted by such false love and forgets his real beauty. When there are children, as the result of such a combination, the next attraction to the sweet words of the children. The love of woman at home and talk of the children make one secure prisoner, and thus he cannot leave his home. Such a person is termed in Vedic knowledge a grahamedhi, which means one whose center of attraction is home. Grahastha refers to one who lives with family, wife and children, but whose real purpose of living is to develop Krishna consciousness. One is therefore advised to become a grahastha and not a grahamedhi. The grahastha's concern is to get out of the family life created by illusion, enter into the real family life with Krishna. Whereas the grahamedhi's business is to repeatedly chain himself to the so-called family life in one life after another and perpetually remain in the darkness of Maya. This is Kapila Dev's instructions is coming. So where, yes, it is like the main life here Krishna is asking, yes, you want to this family life, and there is a big family life is there, with real family life, with Krishna. We can have this Vasudeva Kurupa. This is like everything is Krishna's family. So we can have that relationship, all whatever the relationships we have in this material world. Because the problem is in this, all the relationships here in the material world will come to an end actually. It will come to an end. It's not going to be permanent. So, but instead of that, we just dovetail this attachment, dovetail that attraction, everything towards Krishna and Krishna's devotees, then it becomes secure. Then this moksha dwara, this is like, it becomes like a, in one of the sloka, it comes moksha dwara. This is like opens up the gate for liberation. Same attachment, if attachment is used for material things, then again go into the hellish condition. The same thing, if your attachment is doubting towards the devotees and the Lord, then the whole completely it is open, moksha dwara is open actually. So, Srila Prabhupada says, a devotee is not interested in unnecessarily increasing the demands of sense gratification. Unnecessary, that word is very important. People should not think that a devotee is like a stone, like a, okay, he doesn't eat, he doesn't, just like a special cases are like Jada Bharat. No, they are very special cases, but not, we can't imitate that. Those personalities. So devotee knows he has a body, he has to look after the body, he has to eat something, he has to drink, and he has to sleep, he has to take rest. All these things are the demands of the body, has to be met as long as we are in the material body. But of course, as long as one is in the material world, one must have a material body and it must be maintained for executing devo. And even the body is also maintained so that for executing devotional service. Because sleeping is also proper rest, so the next day we can do the service properly. So that way, that is also devotional service. So devotee's life, there is nothing like, there is no, so Srila, especially Srila Prabhupada's life, 24/7, all the time, every activity is a devotional service. There is nothing, one, not even one time you say, oh, this is like Prabhupada, this is like a wasting time or just time pass or something. Where, there is no time, where is the time to pass? Sometimes people go, time pass, what do you do, man? The problem is we don't have time. Where is the passing the time? There is no need to pass the time. We don't have time. Enough time to chant Hare Krishna, enough time to read scripture, we don't have time for that. And then where is the passing the time?
Time passes actually instead.
So it says here, yeah, that it has to be, as long as in the material world, one must have a material body and must be maintained for executing. That always you have to remember. Every activity we do, somehow or other we have to connect with Krishna. Yes, I have to go to work. Yes, that is important, but going to work itself is not the pure devotional service, but you are going to work and then trying to engage whatever the fruit out of that in devotional service, that way it is also counted towards that. So like this, Prabhupada coined the word dovetailing everything in Krishna consciousness. Use everything, whatever capacity you have a job, you have a family, you have some command, or you have some kind of influence you have. Use everything so that Krishna, they can become Krishna conscious. That will be a success actually. And Prabhupada continues the purport, the body can be maintained very easily by eating Krishna prasad. So this is a nothing elaborate, because that's why the whole formula like this, we have a simple breakfast, always still simple. Kichdi is like a very simple diet. I always tell every family I meet, that Prabhupada has given kichdi, so they should eat kichdi. Because very simple, everything is so much, everything is put in there, like very simple. Some people may be health reasons, they may not eat, that's a different thing, that's not a problem, but simple. It doesn't require all this, you put everything and then just boil and then finish actually. You don't have to spend. That's why sometimes I wonder, like Ekadasi, all these days, so that we get so much time to think about. But sometimes what happens, Ekadasi menu becomes so complicated that normal cooking only 1 hour, it will take Ekadasi cooking takes 4 hours actually. But anyway, we have to. But now, somehow, in Krishna's mercy, the pizza yagya is happening. Pizza, they don't even worry about that. Like, just come here and. That's good. That is also good. Actually, eating Krishna prasadam is never a wrong thing. And here, Srila Prabhupada quotes, Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayaschati tadaham bhakti upadhandam ashnami prayatatma. I was just hearing a lecture. And Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna is not a poor man. And like, no, I don't have anything. Well, now, please give me something. Patram pushpam. No, Krishna is not. Krishna is like a bhoktaram ekketapasam sarvaloka maheshram. He is the proprietor of all the planets, of all the universes. So why is he asking for giving some flower or fruit or some water or something? Plenty available. Why he is asking us actually? Actually, Krishna is inducing us actually. No? Krishna is inducing it. At least start your, open the account with something. Right? Like Krishna is saying, at least offer something so that you will get into the habit of offering. And eventually you have to offer your own life to Krishna. That is, Krishna is asking, Krishna has a high demand. He is a tall order. He says, Sarva Dharma Paritya, give up everything and surrender unto me. But that how it will start? And suddenly, if you ask this, like the person immediately will faint actually. So that's why, at least give me something. At least try to give this little bit you give. There was one sadhu, when he went for begging. Sadhus go for begging, not for begging, as Prabhupada explained. Sukadeva Goswami goes. Because he will just stand there and milking the cow that time only. And so that night he can at least be in the association, they give some instructions. That is why the sadhu go, not for real begging. So one lady said, he got very angry with them, okay, again you have come, okay, now he has not. He just some ashes, he put some ashes into the begging pot. So the sadhu, at least you have given some ashes. At least you have started to give something, and eventually you will become. Somewhere one time you will give something for Krishna. So like this, Kati Krishna is inducing the living entity, so please give something. But actually, it is not, we are giving anything. Prabhupada says, this is not my property. But did I bring anything, all the vegetables or fruit or milk or nothing belongs to me. Krishna only provided everything. It's like he only provided everything, and then what our duty is, just acknowledge Krishna, you have given something, I just offer that to you. That's it. That is what needed. That is only thing. All the mantra tatra is different, but main thing is, needed Krishna, you have very kindly given everything, I am just offering. That's it. That mood comes in, then completely everything becomes wonderful. And Prabhupada says, why should the menu be unnecessarily increased for the satisfaction of the tongue? Devotee should eat as simple as possible. Otherwise, attachment for material things will gradually increase, and the senses, being very strong, will soon require more and more material enjoyment. So this is the material enjoyment. Once we have something, then oh, why can't we have that? Why can't we have that? Like this, the different things will come up in our brain. Like mind will give a lot of ideas to do this, do that. So that is why we have to keep that. Prabhupada says our motto is simple living and high thinking. Living should be simple. That's why we have to, our life has living standards. Yes, we have to have a proper, especially here in the cold country, you have to have some proper protection. Everything has to be there, but life should be simple in the consciousness. Yeah, our life should not too much complicated. Too much complicated means, then taking of Krishna consciousness will become very difficult. That is why Krishna consciousness is simple. If somebody is simple at heart, Krishna consciousness is easy. If somebody is very crooked, then Krishna consciousness is very difficult. They will doubt everything, they will find fault with this, that everything, that becomes very difficult. So, that one of the qualities of a devotee has to be simple living. So that is simple living, and thinking should be high. Like it's not the other way around. High thinking and no aim and purpose in life and what we are supposed to do, that is contaminated. So we have to live simply and then also do activities keeping always the final goal, what we are supposed to do. So this way, we can do our business. So this is like a real business is going back to that, and not to come again to this material world. So that is not suggested. And also a devotee's mood is also like sarve sukhino bhavantu. This is Srila Prabhupada quotes this in many places, in many lectures. Because the devotee, the Vaishnava, his mood is sarve sukhino, everybody should be happy. Not like this is like only this happy, that happy. Everybody should. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Oh loka, all these people, all the whole world has to be happy. How the whole will be happy? Be happy only when they recognize the proprietor. When they recognize Krishna, then they will be happy. Not that, okay, I don't care about the proprietor, I don't worry about God, but still I want to be happy. Not. That's when they want to establish Ramarajya, but there is no Ram. How can you establish Ramarajya? So that is why we have to have this devotee's mood is like a going away, and you at the cost of their own association, like people, devotees go out, sometimes when they go out, like especially the marathon going to come, like maybe next few months. So devotees travel, like many months, many weeks, they may not see each other, and then they go, not much association also. Why do they do? Because at the cost of, somehow they will be able to give their association, distribute books, distribute the knowledge. That way, it is going to be beneficial, and Krishna protects them. So sometimes people say, like if you go away, what will happen? What will happen? Krishna is there. Konteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. Krishna will give the protection. We have to be convinced that if I am engaged in the service of Krishna, Krishna will protect me. It's a normal government. If you are a government servant, if you go on a mission, government protects you. If a small government can protect you, don't you think Krishna's government will not protect you? Krishna will protect. Krishna will make all the arrangements to protect. Krishna will make all the arrangements. So we have to be convinced of Krishna will. Krishna is the ultimate protector. He will protect. So this way we have to have association, and also we have to give our association also in terms of Srila Prabhupada's books or association or whatever. See, that is why we have to, Prabhupada says, we have to scratch our brain in such a way how we can give Krishna consciousness to the people. We can't just say, oh, the people are not interested. No, that's not an excuse. We have to find a way what they are interested in, how we can give the package, this Krishna consciousness, to them so that they can also become the, get the benefit of Krishna consciousness. So that is our business. Our business is, we have to, this is our real thinking. We have to think how we can do this, how we can distribute this, the person, how we can give this so that the person can take it up. So that way, you know, it's benefit for us. And then, because we are instrument in the service hand of Krishna, so we also get the benefit. So I'll stop here. If there is any questions or comments, please. Hare Krishna.
Can you please expand on the idea that we need to build sukriti in the people that we meet, in contrast to trying to convince them of Vaishnava philosophy?
Sorry, I didn't understand. What is it?
We need to build sukriti in the people we meet.
Yeah.
And saying, in contrast to trying to convince them of Vaishnava philosophy.
Convincing will come later actually. First of all, like, so first we have to give them the prasadam. Because the philosophy is, maybe sometimes people may not accept our philosophy. But lasagna, pizza, nobody rejects it. Right? See, if you give them halwa, if you give halwa, samosa, nobody. See, that is why, like, we have to be intelligent. That is why, like, sometimes there is no point in wasting time and giving all the tattvas, 24 elements of this thing, and all the whole cosmos, how it works, and like all the mode of passion, all these things. Maybe interest some people, maybe who are philosophically inclined, you can explain to them. But some people, they're like, hey, take this. This will fix you. So, taking Krishna prasadam, what will happen is all all the anarthas, all this, they will be clarified. That is, so we are not against that. If somebody is interested in philosophy, yes, we are ready to give the philosophy also. We have plenty of books, you know, like so many books, so many tattvas are there. It's not a problem. But the common man, the process, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is why when he discussed, you know, like a chanting and prasadam and dancing. That is what the main philosophy, main thing is. But when it comes to Ramananda Rai and Sarvo Bhattacharya and Prakashananda Saraswati, a little bit more philosophy was discussed. Now, not that we don't have to, everybody may not understand, may not be very inclined to understand the philosophy. But eventually they will come. If they understand Krishna is everything, that's it, they understood all the philosophy. So there is no need to. But to start with, everything goes by the taking Krishna prasadam. That's why Prabhupada, initially whenever they come, they gave that ISKCON bullets. Like, so they just had that. You take this. By heating Krishna prasadam, so much purification. That is, we are all like a testimony for Krishna. We are the testimony for that actually. The whole Krishna consciousness movement is a testimony that we are, by taking Krishna prasadam constantly, we will all become purified. And then the philosophy will make sense actually. Previously it may not make sense because, why Krishna, why this, why that? But now we have taken this process, taking Krishna prasadam, and then the purification happened. That's it. Then the philosophy becomes easily understandable. Krishna. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.